FM 104.
Dublin's hit music station.
The JNLR radio figures are out, and we want to say thanks.
You've made FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock number one in Dublin.
Number one.
We're number one for hit music.
Right throughout the day.
Hit music.
Number one.
Dublin's number one music station.
And the FM 104 phone show continues to be Ireland's number one late night radio show.
Hi Chris, how you doing?
Thank you, Dublin.
Now, to celebrate, we're giving you the chance to meet your mates all around the world.
The biggest prizes.
The best hit music.
And Dublin's favourite shows.
Dublin's hit music station.
Number one.
FM 104.
Stuart Carlin, the creator and writer of Love Hate. Sunday night is the big episode. We noticed that you use a lot of great music, particularly at the beginning and the end of every episode. There's great songs. Have you ever thought about having a theme tune? Because, you know, The Sopranos had one, and, you know, The Wire and things like that. Have you ever thought about having a theme tune on that?
No.
Would you like one?
Do you have one?
I have one.
Here's one you made earlier.
So if it was a little, it's a little bit cheesy. But if RTE ever, if they ever sit you down, they give you the good biscuits, I presume, when you come in. So if they said, "Look, come on, we really want a theme tune." You can have this if you want.
Can I have it for free?
You can have it for free.
Yeah. Okay.
It's for free. So he's working like that. Here we go. Love Hate theme tune. Maybe.
Scary and great, it's time for Love Hate. Time for gangster fun. Bang bang goes the gun. We'll do a drug deal. The coppers are real. Which is the top man? Is it Niji or Fran? It's scary and great. It's time for Love Hate. It's time for Love Hate. It's time for Love Hate.
It's Love Hate. It's great.
You can have that. If it ever wanted to go a soap opera, maybe.
Coming soon to RTE2 plus one.
There's a touch of Fair City off that as well, which I like.
Do you know what? We're thinking, you know, sometimes people ask you about spin offs, you know, any chance of a spin off, you know.
Yeah.
So we're thinking of Love Hate Junior.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant.
So we can use it for that.
Love Hate High.
Yeah.
He sold over 50 million records around the world, 13 number ones, and in 2006. One massive comeback. Today this could be. Now, we're getting up close and personal with Gary Barlow.
FM 104.
Christmas morning. I hope you're all enjoying your Christmas day. Thank you so much for listening on FM 104.
Good evening. I'm Jean Byrne with your sexy weather. Unfortunately, our green screen is broken tonight, but as luck would have it, I'm wearing a dress made out of green screen material. So if you don't mind, I can give you a weather forecast for the country using my body. Well, we'll have windy conditions. Up at my shoulder into Donegal, that will give way to outbreaks of rain on my necklace in Fermanagh. As you can see, the sun will be out over Roscommon and Meath. Bada boom, bada bing. Big difference in the weather at my right hip, which is Galway, here with torrential downpours and heavy fog and low visibility on my left hip over here in Dublin. I'd really appreciate if you'd stop looking at my Midlands and Southern counties. That's where I draw the line.
Yeah, Dobbo here, Jean Byrne, good girl gone bad.
Hello, my name's Jean, smoking hot with my green screen. Every fella in the land wants to be the button in my hand. Yeah, I'm wearing black, I'm not sorry if it distracts. You love what I'm wearing when I'm working for Meteran. Because when the sun shines, I'm wearing leather, or I might just wear a feather. You will see I'm well endowed while I'm pointing at this cloud. I've a dress for every weather. You could look at me forever. When I wear one made of lemons, you'll forget that Gerald Flemin. Flemin, Flemin, yeah, yeah,
Yeah, I'm bringing you sexy weather. Yeah, 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 yeah. Gene Byrne is bringing you sexy weather. Yeah, yeah, eh, eh. Gene Byrne is bringing you sexy weather. Eh, 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 eh. That's all from it, Aaron, for the moment. Good evening.
We're in the final again.
I know.
Let's reel in the dubs, 2013.
Up the dubs.
Everybody get up. The saga began on the 15th of January when the Food Safety Authority released test results on 27 burger products. 10 contained horse DNA. Millions of burgers were removed from the shelves.
The 44th President of the United States of America, Barack H. Obama.
Edge of the seat stuff from the edge of space. This is the moment Felix Baumgartner jumped from a helium-filled balloon 39 kilometres above Earth.
Jump away.
Hitting a top speed of over 1,300 kilometres an hour, faster than the speed of sound.
From now on, he will be known as Pope Francis. Latin America has its first Catholic Pope.
Fratelli e sorelle, buonasera.
Just heard that the Manchester United manager Sir Alex Ferguson has retired.
I want you to stay.
I just want to say thank you once again from all the Ferguson family. They're all up there. Thank you. Thank you.
Is this the moment the pint-sized Prince of Pop finally snapped?
What'd you say?
You are watching, man.
What'd you say?
Bieber exits his London hotel. Paparazzi, of course, await.
Is this great weather going to last?
Until it's going to last well into August.
So keep cool, keep safe, and make the most of it.
Miley Cyrus was once idolized by millions of kids all across the country. Now she's become one of the most polarizing public figures after an outrageous and kind of downright raunchy performance at last night's MTV Video Music Awards.
Giovanni Trapattoni's time in charge of the Republic of Ireland came to an end this morning in the wake of last night's defeat to Austria.
In total, Ireland won just 26 of 64 matches under his charge. But I've
got high hopes. Long by Cluxton, and it's going to be a Kerry ball, is it? Michael Devon calling for it. Has Kevin McManaman memories of 2011 as he burst through the Celta level here, and it's still there. There will be three added minutes. Is there time for Kerry to come back from that sucker punch?
I got the eye of the tiger.
In around the back. O'Gara goal! O'Gara will get the goal, and that is the icing on the cake. And Jim Gavin, in his first year in charge of the Dublin Senior Footballers,
it's all over,
has brought his team to this, and they are in the All-Ireland final.
The Dubs battling hard here against Mayo. It's been some games so far. Late drama. Can the Dubs do it? It's tight. Only a couple of points in it. The Dubs, can they hold on? It's all over. Dublin are the All-Ireland football champions for the second time in 3 years. The Sam Maguire is coming back to Dublin.
So wake me up when it's all over.
It's all about the Dubs this morning. The boys in blue waking up as All-Ireland football champions once again, as Sam is coming home.
We are the Dubs Hit Music Station, FM 104.
Dublin's FM 104. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock live just outside Dunleary Harbour with Dublin Bay Cruises. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah!
We are here with a very, very cool band, and this is their current radio single that we're getting lots of requests for. Please give it up for Codaline. This is Love Like This.
Dublin, prepare yourself. The creator of Explosive Talk Radio in Dublin is back.
Hi, I'm Chris Barry. Join me 9 o'clock Monday when the FM 104 phone show continues.
The guy who made late night radio famous in Dublin is coming home.
It's you. It's all about you, Dublin. You're the stars.
The FM 104 phone show with Chris Barry starts Monday night from 9 only on Dublin's hit music station, FM 104.
A lot of unusual stories coming into us as well, and including Sandra's story, which... talk about a curveball here. Sandra, you've a different angle on this completely.
Oh, yes.
You felt things were so bad you had to do what?
I had a prostitute in my door.
So are both of you in it now?
Like, I do sleep around for money. Don't get me wrong, I do that myself. But she's 18. The neighbour's coming across. She gets fucking €90 a week. So she'd get that money for a blowjob.
So she's on... damn all money in the dole.
Yeah.
How long are you on? How long are you working, as a prostitute?
Since the rental lounge, probably about a year and a half. Since the fucking economy went down and all.
So since you're having trouble getting rental lounge, the dole, and everything else, did you feel you had no choice? You had to do it.
Yeah, sure. Like I'd be sleeping like with people, and then I just thought I get paid for it. And then my daughter then, she's saying I'm going to me fella and I put her on the pill, everything else, so.
How did you persuade, I'm just fascinated, how did you persuade your daughter, who's what, she's 18 now?
To help me out and herself out.
Okay, so if you're busy, she'll help you out?
No, she helps me. I just, instead of going and sleeping for nothing, sleep with guys, if she goes out and sees a guy, she's getting fuck all for it. But if she says, well, I want this and that, or whatever you want to do, and I do it in my own home. I don't let her go on the street. She invites people into the house, and I invite people into the house. And a friend of mine wants to see my daughter. Go ahead. Like, fuck, I'm making a few, but it's more comfortable now. I can pay the rent allowance, and she can kind of tax me.
You can pay your bills. That's what you're saying to me. You can pay your bills now.
Yeah, through me and my daughter doing this.
It's the giveaway that's got everyone talking.
Someone in Dublin is about to win the trip of a lifetime. Is it you?
FM 104's Rock, Shop and Drop is just waiting to be won.
Rock in Dublin with Bruno Mars.
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
Then fly business class with Emirates to Dubai, where you'll stay in the 5-star Jumeirah Burj Al Arab.
See the sights and hit the shops with 5,000 dirham before once again boarding your business class flight with Emirates as you say goodbye to Dubai.
And g'day to Sydney.
G'day, mate.
Explore the world famous harbour city and get ready to push your adrenaline to the max as you swim with a shark. We'll drop you deep underwater to face your fear with Jaws himself. If you survive, we'll have $2,000 waiting for you to spend in Sydney.
Rock, shop and drop.
With Multitrip.com. Better travel insurance at better prices.
Only on Dublin's hit music station, FM 104.
Hello, boys and girls. Today we're going to meet Mr. Bouncer.
How are you doing?
In the morning, Mr. Bouncer likes to go to the gym and just do weights, no cardio, so that his arms are as big as his tummy tum tum.
Look at me guns. Lovely.
After his workout, Mr. Bouncer likes to go for a giant big fry up.
We'll have 4 sausages, please. With all that hash browns and beans and all that. Four works, give me a big braggy.
Yum, yum.
And now he fights on his stomach.
After weights and his big fry-up, Mr. Bouncer likes to go and get a haircut, even though he doesn't need one.
Are you going anywhere nice on your holidays? If we do, that's my own business. We'll have a blade worn all over and no chit-chat. Shut your gob, thanks very much.
Then Mr. Bouncer likes to strut. He wears a t-shirt that's way too tight for him, and he pounces around town, stopping to talk to his good friend, Mr. Security Guard. He works at the ladies' clothes shop.
Don't even look at me, pal. How's it going? Not too bad. Went and did some weights this morning. Yeah, so did I. I did some weights this morning as well. Then I went to the breakfast place and had a big joint fry-up. Yeah, did you? So did I. Big joint fry-up. Now I'm gonna get my hair cut. Yeah, me too. Play one all over. No chit-chat. See you later, right? See you later.
At 5 o'clock, Mr. Bouncer goes home to his mammy. That's what he calls his wife.
Ah, thanks, mammy. That's a lovely big steak, that is. I'm glad I married you, mammy.
He has a big plate of steak and potatoes, and then he gets all dressed up. He wears his black trousers. He puts on his tight black t-shirt. And his big black jacket.
Not getting in tonight. Not getting in tonight. Yeah. Okay, ready to go.
Then Mr. Bouncer goes to the club to meet up with Mr. X-Con and Mr. Gardenixer.
How are you, lads? Just did some good weights this morning. Then I went for a breakfast and a haircut. What about yourselves?
Yeah, what the... Did some weights, then had a big breakfast and a haircut. Yeah, me too.
When the club opens, Mr. Bouncer allows everyone in, especially if they're girls. But if boys look like they've had too many fizzy drinks, he gives them a box in the chops and sends them home.
Sorry, lads, you've had too many fizzy drinks. So turn around and walk away. Don't even look at me. Don't even look at me. Sorry, lads, not tonight. Tonight's not your night. I'm going to look over your head. See, look over your head. You don't even matter.
Mr. Bouncer will also tell funny stories to his friends.
Lads, I was doing dart the other night and a fella came up and supposed to have a toy on. And he said, you're not getting in without no toy. And so he goes off back to his car, puts some jump leads around his neck, comes back up to me and says, can I get in with these on instead of a toy? And I said, all right, just don't start anything. That's my only joke.
Mr. Bouncer doesn't like bold boys, so don't be bold when you see him. Best thing to do is avoid eye contact and behave yourself.
We do karate.
At 2 a.m, Mr. Bouncer picks the girl who's had too many fizzy drinks and thinks he looks like Grant out of EastEnders and walks her home. Yeah.
Why don't I give you a walk home there, Tanya? I'll make sure you get home safe. Yeah, come on with me now. See you, lads. See you, lads. See you in the morning. I'll be in the gym, yeah? Go for breakfast after. Get a haircut. Look.
Good night, Mr. Bouncer.
Shut up, you. You're not getting in either.
Bye-bye.
Live from the FINA GAA Club, Glasnevin. This is the Vodafone Dub Hub on FM 104.
Yes, match day 3 of what we hope will be 6 sets to Stam. Dublin against Meath in the Leinster Football Championship final on Sunday at Croker. The Vodafone Dub Hub has rolled into the home in the FINA GAA Club this evening. We're live on FM 104 for the next half an hour, but the hour-long show will be available as a podcast on the FM 104 website later this evening. If you want to get involved, please do tweet your question using the hashtag DubHub. That's the housekeeping out of the way. Let me introduce you to your panel this evening. First up, a round of applause for the GAA correspondent with the Irish Sun, Mr. Keane Murphy. Next up, 1995 Ireland winner with the Dubs and manager of the current Dublin and Leinster Club Football Champions, Mr. Paul Curran. Our special guest this evening, be nice to him, no booing. Representing Meath, former Leinster and two-time All-Ireland champion, Mr. Graham Garrity. And finally, your host for the evening, the one and only Mr. Jason Sherlock.
Thanks, Hazel. Good evening, and thank you for joining us, and welcome to this week's Vodafone Dub Hub, where we'll be looking ahead to this Sunday's Leinster final between old rivals Dublin versus Meath. As Hazel has already said, we'd be happy to put any questions that you might have to our panel. Just go on to Twitter and hashtag DubHub. If you have any questions here in the audience, just get them to our FM 104 girls. We'll start with the last day. Paul, a 16-point victory over Kildare. We had one against Westmeath. Was it fair to say that we didn't see it happening the last day?
No, I think when we met the last day in Lucan's Harsfields, we spoke about it at length. We expected a tough game, a step up from the Westmeath match. We didn't see a win like that, but obviously we're thankful that it came.
FM 104's The Gig, May 13th at the Olympia. Live, Coat of Line.
Hi, we're Codeline.
We really can't wait to play the F104 gig, really.
The lineup is cool. It's going to be good. We've played the Olympia before and we love it.
Codeline, ORB, Walking on Cars, The Minutes, Gavin James, and special guest MC, Pressy. One great cause. FM104's Help a Dublin Child for the ISPCC. The Gig, May 13th at the Olympia. With Dublin's hit music station, FM 104.
Finally, Coda Lyons say it's absolutely amazing to be part of this year's FM 104's The Gig. There are just a couple of hours left to the sold-out show in conjunction with the ISPCC at the Olympia. Brezzy is the host for the concert, which also features ORB, Gavin James and Hermitage Green, and all proceeds go towards the Help a Dublin Child campaign. Steve from Coda Lyons says they're thrilled to be involved.
Just being invited to play is absolutely amazing. We played this like 7 years ago as our old band, and we opened and played like two songs, so it's incredible to come back and headline, and it's for such a great cause. Like, I mean, if it's as much as a success as last year, that's just incredible, and to be a part of it, even better.
For more exclusive clips ahead of the gig tonight, head over to our website, fm104.ie.
Oh, Darren.
How we going, buddy?
Have you smuggled some people onto this plane here?
The whole of the famous taxi rank are in there. They're in the bill and everything.
How do they get past security?
We have our ways in Finglas. We have our ways.
So I hear.
Yeah, so you hear, really.
Can you turn the radio down in the background for us there, Darren?
It's off.
Okay.
This is a message from the flight deck to ask you to do that.
Yeah, it's interfering with their signals.
Interfering with their signals. Oh, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Did you pack that bag yourself, yeah?
I packed that bag myself. Oh, I know. There was one or two other people at it. That's sure. Who cares?
Why are you asking us?
I don't know.
Yeah, the flights are with Etihad Airways, the world's leading airline, staying one night in Abu Dhabi, then on to your destination. The list of destinations on fm104.ie. There's €1,000 to spend here included, all thanks to backpackertravelinsurance.ie. Here we go.
Al Bundy was a character on what famous American sitcom that ran from 87 to 97?
Married with Children.
Married with Children is correct.
I'd say if they were getting on a plane, they'd be the ones that the stewards put down the back.
Yeah, we're going to have to keep a serious eye on these Finglas, this Finglas bunch.
The roof
is on fire. Don't finish that. Right.
This is a family show.
Well done.
Right, Darren, we will talk to you after 10 with Andy. Best of luck. Hang on as long as you can. It could be you winning the flight.
Boys, oil coffee is on Monday on the plane, all right?
This is your captain speaking.
Darren.
Please fasten your seatbelts. This plane is about to land.
Darren.
Yes.
The plane has just landed, man.
Fuck
it. Please don't swear.
You have won.
You can take the boy out of Finglas.
I'm not crying.
In 2013, we made a lot of people in Dublin very happy.
You've won the tickets!
We've given away trips of a lifetime.
Hi, I'm Gillian Collins from Castle Knock, and in April, I won a trip to Miami.
Hi, I'm Patrick Daly from Swords. In January, I won a trip to Cuba with FM 104.
I'm Selena Bakian, and in September, I won FM 104's Rock Shop and Drop.
We gave you thousands of euros.
1,000 euro is yours!
And we brought you the biggest shows in Dublin.
Dublin's up in the forest, the Strawberry Alarm Clock. How are we, everybody?
FM 104.
It's good to be back, Dublin. It's Chris Barry with FM 104's phone show.
Now, as we start 2014, the question on everyone's lips is, what did the Strawberry say to Chris Barry? There's thousands of euro to be won, and it starts January 6th, only on Dublin's hit music station, FM 104.